Why is it important to know something about the Jewish background of James' audience when interpreting this letter?
Well, one of the things that's important with really every Bible book is knowing the audience, because it's very similar to listening to one end of a phone conversation. You can hear the one end, but then you kind of have to guess what's being said or what's being asked. What questions are they answering in the book? And so it's helpful to know the Jewish background of James's audience. He opens up in the second part of verse 1 saying he's addressing the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. And so they're Jewish believers that are throughout. And as you read through the letter, you can see the references there to suffering. And so it's in the context of people that are going through suffering. And so that makes more sense. Or also, much of what James does is give imperatives. Do this, do this. And there's not a lot so much of background of the Old Testament. And that's probably because he's assuming that they're coming with the knowledge of the Old Testament already. And so he feels like he can come with the imperatives because he's assuming they already have the indicatives. Like, this is what you do. This is how you live out this Jewish Christian faith now that you have in the suffering context that you're in.
If you really want to understand the book of James, it's very important to know that the first readers had grown up Jewish and they had converted to Christianity. And so that means that the first readers of this book would have been intimately familiar with the Old Testament characters that James mentions, Job, Elijah toward the end of the book, Abraham and Rahab in chapter 2. James's audience would have known the full story, the full context, all the background. So he just needs to briefly mention a story and can assume all kinds of knowledge because his readers would have grown up knowing the scriptures. The other thing we recognize is James really highlights the importance of caring for the poor and mercy toward those in need. Almsgiving and care for the poor was a tremendous emphasis in the Jewish community. So it makes perfect sense that James would be driving home that emphasis for his readers as well. Maybe the most important thing, though, is how staggering the claims that James makes about Jesus would be, since he's writing to a Jewish audience. Some readers look at James and they say, there's not enough Jesus in this book. He only mentions Jesus a couple of times. But if you think about the fact that his audience was Jewish, and he opens the letter by referring to himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, there it is. Jesus is Lord, and we mention him right in parallel with God. For a Jewish audience, that's blasphemy. Unless it's a Jewish audience that's come to be convinced that Jesus is in fact the Son of God. And so then James opens chapter 2 by referring to his readers as believers in our Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. And again, that's going to strike a Jewish audience, a Jewish background, as blasphemous. Unless, in fact, these are readers who had come to be convinced that Jesus is the exalted, resurrected, ascended Lord and the Son of David, the Messiah. And so when we hear those references, even though they're brief, they're so weighty because we understand how risky they would be in a Jewish background and environment. So James is really going out of his way to affirm what Christians believed about Jesus.
Well, the question of interpreting James by realizing the Jewish nature of his audience is kind of an interesting question, actually, because it's a circular thing. Strictly speaking, we know nothing about James's audience other than what he calls them and how he appeals to them. So the fact that he calls them the tribes of the diaspora, of course, that's a very Jewish thing to say. Literally, the tribes of the diaspora would be the Jewish peoples who have been scattered after the Babylonian exile. But most scholars think that James is using that kind of metaphorically, that these are the believers who have been scattered, perhaps even scattered as a result of the persecution that arose when another James, the son of Zebedee, was martyred in Acts chapter 12. So he uses Jewish language to talk about them. He appeals to the Old Testament frequently as he's teaching them and exhorting them. So the fact that his audience is Jewish is something that we infer from the letter itself. I think it's reasonable, most people agree. So then you go back and you think, okay, this is an audience that knows the Old Testament, that believes it, and that holds that the Messiah, Jesus, is the one who fulfills all of those promises and all those institutions. And so, again, it just, okay, put on my Old Testament ears, put on my Old Testament eyes as I'm reading the letter of James.
So in a lot of New Testament books, it's really important to know the Jewish context, the circumstances surrounding the letter, the Roman context. You want as much information as possible about the background of the letter, because that helps you interpret it. If we had more information about what was going on at Corinth, we'd have a better handle on what Paul is telling the Corinthians in those two letters. So that's the normal way we operate. But James is a slightly different kind of letter. It's actually written to a very broad audience, and it's not written to solve a particular theological problem. It's not written to address perhaps a heresy or a behavioral issue in one particular church. Rather, it's given to give instruction, general instruction, relevant for all Christians, all Jewish Christians, all Gentile Christians, that they can use in their daily life to become mature, complete, perfect, lacking in nothing. That's what James is trying to do. So it's what we call, to talk about genre, it's what what some have called a secondary letter. It's not written to solve an immediate situation or an immediate problem. So when you consider that kind of letter, the context is important. Knowing how Jews thought about this kind of thing, what was going on in these churches, what types of things they struggled with. So the best thing that you can study to get a sense of what James is talking about is not so much historical background, but rather to look at the words of Jesus, to look at the teaching that Jesus offers and in his context, to read and really appropriate the Old Testament, particularly Old Testament wisdom literature. And if you've done those two things, if you feel you got a good beat on those two things, start pulling out various wisdom literature in the Second Temple period. Those are the kinds of contexts that are most important for the audience of James.